Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Heavy rains have caused some flood watches up and down the coast. In Brookings, Oregon, flood watch continues for the Rogue River. High wind warning in effect from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. today. And near record rains in southwestern Oregon resulted in the usual serene Chetco River rising well above flood stage. The Chetco went beyond the advisory level of 18.5 feet yesterday morning. For Eureka, it's a coastal flood advisory, now in effect from 7 to just 10 a.m. this morning. It's all a matter of timing, as high tide combined with increased ocean levels from southerly winds is expected to cause minor coastal flooding for the morning, especially for King Salmon and other low-lying areas around Humboldt Bay. For Willits area, rain will continue tonight with additional rainfall of up to an inch. Rains will cause rivers to rise and ponding of water in low-lying areas. Rock and mudslides are possible along the roadways. The City of Eureka Public Works Department has offered some assistance to property owners who fear flooding may inundate their properties during the period of heavy rain. The department is offering free sandbags and sand to city residents, and the materials can be picked up at the city corporate yard at 945 West 14th Street. St. Joseph Hospital will open its doors to the community this weekend. 2 days of special open houses for the newly completed $140 million medical facility. The Northeast Tower at St. Joseph Hospital will be open to the community from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and again on Sunday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. A special ribbon-cutting ceremony will take place at 11 a.m. Saturday, followed by the installation of the hospital's 2012 time capsule. On the Talk Shop program, CEO Joe Mark discuss the project.
Community sense of pride that I think will come out of this. We're really hoping that we get thousands of people literally coming through the two community open houses on Saturday and Sunday so that they can come in and get a sense for just how nice this facility is, how efficiently it's been set up. I think people are going to be very pleasantly surprised.
The project came about as a result of an unfunded mandate requiring all hospitals to comply with updated state seismic laws by 2013. A felony DUI collision on Broadway yesterday at 4:35 p.m. EPD, CHP responded to a three-car collision in the 4400 block of Broadway, just south of the Kmart intersection. A southbound Ford Ranger being driven by Wyann Wheeler of Eureka spun out of control on the wet roadway crossing into the northbound lanes. A northbound Chevy Cobalt collided head-on with the Ford Ranger at approximately 40 miles per hour. That collision caused the Chevy Cobalt to spin sideways, where it was then broadside by a northbound Ford Fiesta, also at about 40 miles per hour. All three drivers were injured. The collision caused a closure of both northbound and southbound lanes of Broadway for some time. Wheeler was ultimately arrested for felony DUI, but all in all, the drivers were extremely lucky to escape without serious injury. That was due in part to the fact that all three were wearing their seatbelts. More KINS News after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
Pacific Gas and Electric reports that more than 2,000 customers in the county were left without power yesterday morning after a wind-blown tree branch came into contact with a power line. The pole remained upright, but it took work crews a few hours to restore power to the customers. The California League of Cities has filed a lawsuit against the state of California for the abolishment of redevelopment agencies in more than 400 cities across the state. Arcata, Eureka, Fortuna are currently working to ensure that redevelopment projects currently underway or scheduled to begin are monitored properly. The County Drug Task Force and the Sheriff's Office have been assisting the State Bureau of Narcotics in serving search warrants at several locations throughout the county. Agents served warrants in McKinleyville, Bayside, Trinidad, Eureka yesterday and the day before, discovering more than 1,000 growing plants, tens of thousands of dollars in cash, and dozens of pounds of processed weed. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.